Well, I remember a lot about it. I mean, it was really great. One of the dumber things was my manager said, no, we're not going to let those guys from L.A. film us. They're just going to rip us off.
Really?
They're just going to rip us off. You know, and I was getting like, don't you think?
Well, so you could have been bigger, faster, like Janice.
Anyway, it was a great festival.
Uh-huh.
It was really small. You know, it's, I think that the arena held 6,000 people or something. It seemed huge at the time. But what was really wonderful was seeing Otis Redding.
Mm-hmm.
He was just magnificent. And it was the first time you had a lot of East Coast and West Coast groups, and you had a lot of corny pop bands and a lot of really great artists, you know, and it just everything was pretty clear. You know, Johnny Rivers, Simon and Garfunkel, you know. it kind of went that, it was that broad, you know, the Association, you know, and Otis Redding. It was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Mike Bloomfield started his new band, and, you know, you could see, you know, the Mamas and the Papas were just a, you know, like a pop frosting or something, you know, like a store-bought cake mix or something compared to some of the real stuff that was there. And it was the first time I ever was in one place where they had a very serious festival sort of done like a jazz festival would be done, where you had 3 days of music and, you know, and it ranged, like I say, from Ravi Shankar to the Association, you know. It was very interesting, and I learned a lot, and Jimi Hendrix, you know, was his first night, and The Who, you know, were just totally pissed me off. I couldn't stand The Who. I never could stand them, yeah. Because of the destruction of the instruments. You know, they couldn't play them, so they broke them.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that was, they were desperate. It was their last chance, you know, to have a career, and they made it, you know.
So not a big fan of The Who then?
Uh-uh. Oh, when I saw those guys tearing up that equipment, I wanted to go out and kick Townsend's ass, knock him off the stage and straighten him out. He was just, you know, there was nothing important about that. It was just self-indulgent crap,
uh-huh.
You know, and I can't think of much The Who have done that's been very positive.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when, I mean, you know, compare, you know, The Who to Ravi Shankar, or Jimi Hendrix, or just a lot of the performers that were there. There were some great performers, and they were definitely way down on the list. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, if there wasn't, you know, like, pop, you know, entertainment news or something, I mean, The Who would have never existed, you know? I mean, they were just kind of like a social phenomena, not a musical phenomena.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Hendrix was like a social phenomena and a music phenomena. He actually delivered a lot of really great music.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you may really love The Who's tunes and think that's Roger Daltrey swinging a microphone is the coolest thing in the world. To me, I just look at it and it just looks like disco pop bullshit, you know? But hey, I get The Who.